Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. John chapter 21, verse 17. A third time Jesus asked him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Then feed my sheep." We cannot be sure why Jesus asked Peter three times whether he loved him. Many people have suggested that it mirrored Peter's three denials before Jesus' crucifixion. It suggested that this was Jesus' way of helping Peter to find cleansing from that time of abject failure. There's great encouragement for us all in the fact that Jesus was willing to forgive someone who had let him down so comprehensively. Peter had a hugely significant ministry ahead of him, but it couldn't begin until he knew that he'd been released from the burden of his failure. Every time Peter affirmed his love, Jesus told him that he was giving him a job. Peter was instructed to take care of Jesus' sheep and feed them. Whenever someone follows Jesus, they're also given responsibilities within the church. The idea of Christian faith being a private matter that simply gives a person a warm relationship with God and a secure future for all eternity is foreign to the New Testament. Every follower of Christ becomes a part of the body of Christ and has the responsibility to support and care for the other members. We will all do that differently according to our gifts, abilities, and opportunities, but no one can dodge the privileged responsibility of supporting our Christian brothers and sisters. Peter is then informed how tough it will be to be a follower of Jesus. He's told that his obedience to Christ will lead him to his death. Having informed him of this, Jesus challenges him, "Follow me." In this gospel, we learn that following Jesus is the path to life in all its fullness, but he never disguised the cost of following him. He promised his followers that they would be hated by the world and rejected. And it's this same Lord Jesus Christ who comes to us today and says, "Follow me." Let me pray with you. Loving Lord, help us as we seek to follow you and to support our Christian brothers and sisters. Amen. Thanks for listening. I do hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.